This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
WEEI Afternoons. Before we get to the drive, I'm watching highlights right now of Joe Burrow on the practice field in Cincinnati. Full participant. Moving around
well.
Throwing. Looking good. I really want to buy into the storyline and idea that he's going to play, but I don't. I don't think he's going to play.
Do you worry about the game in jeopardy if he does play?
No.
Me either.
If Ja'Marr Chase won his appeal, and if Joe Burrow played, and you said it was Burrow, Higgins, and Chase coming to this game, then I would have some concern that all of a sudden they're going to get it together and score a bunch of points on you. No, I don't. If it's Burrow coming off a – how long? How many weeks has he been out? Ten weeks?
Yeah, ten.
So
he got hurt in the second game of the season.
And how about this, guys? The Bengals already have the worst defense in the NFL, and it's not even close. And then you don't even have Trey Hendrickson practicing this week?
Oh, yeah, I mean, he's been nothing. Like, the whole, I'm glad no one traded for him because apparently he's not really capable of playing. He has 4 sacks this year. They only have 17 as a team, in part because of that, because he usually gets 17 on his own. But, yeah, Trey Hendrickson and that defense, every statistic, Ted, except whatever one they're 31st in.
Yeah, they're number one in the NFL in penalty yards.
Oh, yeah. They're great at penalties, so that...
Well, they're great at not getting penalties.
Right, and that'll not really win you games because you still got to stop people and score points and all those things. All right, it's 5:06, time for the drive.
This is the drive.
Swings and drives one. High and deep!
Top stories, stats, and quotes from around the sports world for your ride home. On WEEI Afternoons.
As I said in the 2 o'clock hour, another feud has found us. We don't seek feuds, they find us. Somehow, some way, we end up in a little battle, and we're in it again. And this time it stems from, you heard it in the open.
I mean, you get in the battles and we're just kind of just, what,
Ted,
what are
you,
we?
You
what
be collateral, we? I'll be
collateral damage is what we are. We're just collateral damage.
But I just, this one I didn't see coming. There was no vision. I mean, there's a lot of them I actually don't, but every once in a while I do see them coming. This one, we did an interview on Monday with Drake May. We asked him about a topic that's been bouncing around the Patriot world, this fool's gold comment. He answered it. And three days went by and nothing
but
really...
But you asked me how this all started. I said I had no idea. But then it was Dan that came up with it's one little headline that a bigger website picks up that everyone looks at, like Pro Football Talk, and then they run from it with it from there.
And we called it, Andy. Like you said earlier, you and I both, when Drake said that, we were like, oh, yeah, someone's going to take that. They're going to clip it. That's not the tone that Drake said it in.
Nope.
But, of course, they're going to take it and run with it.
And, you know, that's their job. This writer from Mass Live probably got an attaboy, probably got a lot of clicks for the Mass Live website, and their editor or whoever was like, thanks, nice job, you carried us for the week, you got our clicks for the week, boss man happy. All right, so let's hear from Cam Newton, who is responding to this idea, and I was told, I don't watch the show, so I don't know this for certain, but I was told this was the first day this week that Cam Newton was back on First Take, and that's maybe also part of why he took a while to respond. But this is Cam Newton responding to Drake May's answer on Monday with us about Fool's Gold.
Drake May, respectfully, you're having a great season. But I also put Drake May in a position where it's like, yo, we don't really know, similar to Indiana Jones. So to the reporter that asked the question, that was a great job because columnists typically do these type of things just to poke the bear.
Thank you.
But this is merely a warning. Don't keep poking this bear.
I didn't like the giggle at the end, the knowing giggle from his cohorts on the panel, Ted. And I didn't poke the bear. I asked a damn question.
I'm not sure he really knows when he says that, what he means when he says that.
I don't actually think he does either.
Yeah, so because it makes no sense.
But
because you were not poking Cam Newton.
No, I wasn't really poking anybody. I was just asking a question. And you have the quarterback of the New England Patriots who, yes, has put himself on a certain level, right? Like, no disrespect to others, but Christian Arcand and I did the interviews last year with Jacoby Brissett. And they were what they were, right? Like, he was not a superstar. And even late in the year when Drake May started playing, Drake May was just the rookie quarterback who's losing for the Patriots,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Now, when we talk to Drake May on Mondays, we're talking to the MVP candidate, the leader of the 9-2 New England Patriots. He has reached a certain level, so his words and carry more weight now. They're going to get more attention. And he'll probably learn that. I hope it doesn't push him in some direction, answering questions, being less comfortable.
Oh, I'm sure that's going to happen. So good luck with interviewing him from here on in. He's not going to say anything now.
Maybe we'll just do may or may not the entire time. We won't ask about any football things. We'll just like, do you like cookies? May or may not. And we'll just go from there. So that was Cam Newton's response, which is fine. I didn't really have a problem with it. The one problem I had with it, Ted, is he definitely made it about Drake May. A self-proclaimed Drake May fan, and the guy, if people don't know, Drake May grew up in Charlotte idolizing Cam Newton.
We don't know if Cam Newton's a fan of Drake May. We know Drake May's a fan of Cam Newton.
Well, no, he has said on other occasions, and I like Drake May. He's thrown that in there. Now, whether he means that or not, I don't know. But he's certainly not treating him like he's a fan of him. He goes Indiana Jones, and knowing their right mind is going to take Drake May over Patrick Mahomes. So there's that aspect of it, right? There's that aspect of it. Cam Newton is critical. He doesn't think the Patriots are that good. But Stephen A. Smith, and you hear a little Ryan Clark, voice of reason, on the panel today, a little Ryan Clark here leading into Stephen A. Smith. Stephen A. Smith goes hard at Drake May. Ryan Clark, and then
say about this kid, he can run it, he's tough, he's poised, and he's absolutely dynamic in the pass game. And this team, under Mike Vrabel, can win the AFC Championship.
He's also a liar. He's also a liar. First of all, let me tell you, it's not to brag, you know, listen. Pardon the Interruption is the number one show on ESPN spanning 20-plus decades. First Take is the number one morning show, 13 years and counting. April will be 14 years. Don't tell me you are an athlete and you don't know that. Don't tell me you are an athlete and you don't know that Cam Newton ain't on the show. You're lying.
So
interesting that he leans in on that. That's the that's the one thing he takes from it is is the, I mean.
You mean ego?
Yeah, a little bit. Just a little bit there, Stephen A. A little bit.
But, like, does he believe that? Does he believe that every athlete, every football player is aware of what's on First Take, what's being said on First Take?
Have you ever met Stephen A?
I have not. Have you?
I have.
Yes.
Yeah. And I would say, yes, that's what he thinks.
Oh, he love him some Stephen A. Smith.
Oh, yeah,
if you haven't been able to tell from his incredibly grandiose, Al Sharpton-esque performative nature, Stephen A. Smith love him. He's not an analyst. He's an orator who happens to traffic in sports and is now dabbling in politics.
And he's very good at it. I mean, he has a great following. He's made hundreds of millions of dollars doing it. And you're right, Fitzy. He's now tiptoeing into the political world, and he fancies himself maybe a future candidate for president. But it'd be one thing if somebody said, you don't know who Stephen A. Smith is, and he got sort of defensive. Okay, that'd be crazy. Everybody knows who But he thinks they're watching his show. They're aware of what's on. If this crosses an athlete's mindset, isn't it going to be on social media, a little clip that they see on social media or their family
he's a guest host, is Cam Newton.
Right.
So
twice a week, I think?
It is he's been very, very, very much probable that Drake has no idea what show Cam is on.
Right.
Like, that's very easy to believe.
And I also want to get back to the original comment made by Drake May. I don't believe he meant a single thing by it. I don't think he intended to have an air of anything. I think he was, to some degree, parroting the words of his head coach, who had talked about it on the Greg Hill show earlier in the day, and had made some comments about, you know, they're on TV, that's what they do, we don't care, kind of thing.
But you have to understand, like, the way you asked the question, and you said his words, not mine, but it comes across as it's a negative. And so when the question has got a negative kind of tone to it, like, they don't, you know, he doesn't believe in you, kind of thing. For him to give that response with that question, it's going to get blown out of proportion.
Yeah, and I think it is a teachable moment for him. He's going to learn from it. Again, he's 23 years old. Even if he's done a bunch of press conferences and done a bunch of radio hits with us and others, like, he'll learn to choose his words a little differently. Or maybe he won't.
I going back, like, what did he do? Like, I still don't know what he did wrong.
Nothing. Absolutely nothing wrong. I don't think anybody did anything wrong here. I also just want to clarify, as much as this is blown up because this is the modern media world that it is, I don't really think it's a big deal for Drake May or the Patriots. Like, it's not a distraction. It doesn't mean anything. All it's good for, honestly, is radio and TV. Cam Newton got some run out of it. We got some run out of it, some content out of it. You know, as Vrabel would say, is it interesting? Sure, for a day or two. Is it important? No, it's interesting, not important. And that's the differentiation. Yes, it is.
And kind of this is a question for you, Ted. But, like, if you were on this team, you don't think anybody in the team, they're being like, oh, we're fool's gold? Let's show them who's fool's gold is or are.
You know, maybe, but I doubt it. I honestly doubt it. I mean, just guys are just too busy for that stuff. I mean, maybe. I mean, if it was a huge story and it was just all everybody was talking about and then it would come across their timelines, okay, maybe. But I don't think it's something that would be topical in the locker room.
We're not talking Eagles parade routes here, guys. We're talking, like, Mike Vrabel himself said, yeah, I think we'll put up some Patriots related stuff in the halls, like, not what Cam Newton said.
Maybe in my time, like, there wasn't as much noise out there. Now it's so much noise. There's so much more information and people saying things every day, you know, times 100 compared to when I was playing. So I just think it gets lost in the wash. It's not anything people are going to get. Guys are going to get offended about, Stiz.
Right. It's not like it's Patrick Mahomes or somebody on one of these teams that you could cross, you know, Jonathan Taylor, that you could actually cross paths with in the playoffs. It's Cam Newton. He was a Patriot 5 years ago. His career petered out, and now he's trying to find
offense,
a second career.
I'm not sure how many people really take his opinion that seriously, if we're being honest.
Like, I don't think a lot.
I don't think Cam comes across as a serious analyst.
No.
If I'm being honest, I just don't think he comes across that way. So I don't think anybody's taking his opinions and putting a ton of value in it.
Yeah, he's closer to Stephen A. than he is Dan Orlovsky. Orlovsky, we think, watches film, wants to break things down, wants to be a serious analyst. I think Cam is going down the Stephen A. I'll just say things bombastically that people will care about.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices.
at your DSW store or DSW.com.
We did have a late arrival to the audio today, though, and it, I think, is answering the call I put out in my three-point stance. I said we needed to unify as Patriot Nation. We needed a wall again. You once had a wall you stood upon to defend Tom Brady. Well, there is a pretty popular, powerful voice in Patriot Nation. His name is Dave Portnoy. You might have heard of him, Barstool Sports. He had something to say about Stephen A. Smith.
All right, busy day here, but real quick, got to defend the wall. Just came across my desk, Stephen A. Smith called Drake May a liar. A liar. He called him a liar. This all stems from Cam Newton, who he can have opinions. Cam Newton can say whatever he wants. He said the Pats are fool's gold because easy schedule. And they asked Drake May about that comment. He's like, I don't even honestly know what show Cam Newton is on. And then Stephen A. Smith on First Take calls Drake May a liar, challenges his manhood. You don't call a man a liar.
Stop. He owes him. Real quick. Do you agree with that, Ted? I said that earlier. Like, if you say someone is lying, that's one thing. That's a specific piece of information. If you call somebody a liar, you're kind of questioning their whole makeup.
Yes. I would say it's the verbal kind of equivalent to spitting in your face.
Yes. Ooh. That's a great point. And Stephen A. Smith, who is not a 23-year-old quarterback, he is a tenured professional talking on radio, TV, podcasts. So when he chooses a word, I'd like to think he chose the word he wanted to say on national television when they planned this First Take appearance, and he said, Drake May, you're a liar. Right? Yeah. So, okay. That's on you, Stephen A. Smith. Yep. Roll Portnoy.
You don't call a man a liar. He owes him an apology. And by the way, Stephen A., the rant, he's like, Pardon the Interruption is the number one show. Everybody knows it. Those have had the same two hosts forever. First Take, since Skip left, it's been a revolving door. People in, out.
Can I ask a quick question here? Dan Ball, you're probably the best suited to answer this.
Okay.
Is he competing with them now? Doesn't he have like a morning?
Wake up with Barstool at 8 a.m. on FS1.
Yeah. Okay. It doesn't. It kind of indirectly competes. He is now on a competitor, I should say. Between his morning show and his work on the Fox College Saturday show, he is now a competitor. And he's always had an axe to grind with ESPN. They canceled a show of his after one episode, and I think since then, he's had an axe to grind with them.
Okay, so just I wanted to clarify that, give a little perspective. Roll Portnoy.
I, hand to God, had no idea Cam Newton was on that show. I didn't know the other guy, the Steelers guy, who I'm forgetting his name, who's always apologizing
Ryan
every
Clark.
3 seconds. I didn't know he was on that show. I didn't even, I see Orlovsky on that show. I know Stephen A. does First Take. I got no clue who his partner is at this point. I had absolutely no idea Cam Newton was on it. I didn't even know Cam Newton worked for ESPN. I thought he did his own gig. So to call Drake May, a man of honor, a man of integrity, to call him a liar, say his family are liars, he's from a family of liars, to say Ann Michael May is a liar, that's what he did. When you question a man's integrity and say he's a liar because he doesn't know Cam Newton is on First Take, I think if you polled 100% of like sports fans, what does Cam Newton do in media? 60 to 70% are not going to know. And you call the MVP of the league a liar? Well, you owe us, me, Drake May, the Crafts, all Patriot fans in a pod. Just because we're back, just because the Patriots are the toast of the town, here comes the naysayers. Well, not on my watch. They're back, I'm back, and you will not call Drake May, a man of honor, courage, religion, a liar on national TV. Cam Newton? Really? Everybody knows Cam Newton's on that show? No chance. No chance. You owe us an apology.
Okay, that's Portnoy.
Did he stretch the truth a little bit there?
I thought I got going pretty
family
good earlier.
Liars and
Ann Michelle, he didn't call her a liar. Yeah, he didn't call your dad,
Michael,
a liar.
Like,
yeah, he called you a liar. That's public record. That's the audio.
I like how he says, and he owes me an apology.
He owes
Robert
all of
Kraft,
us.
Robert Kraft, what about Witt? Does he get an apology? That's
Witt needs an apology. I also felt a little bad for Ryan Clark there because in this audio, he played the role of Andy Hart. He couldn't think of his name. So let's get to the phone call, 617-779-7937. Let's go to Steve in Providence. What's up, Steve?
Steven A.
Hey.
Hey.
Can you hear me?
Yes, you're on.
Okay. Hey, sorry, just trying to think of something. Love you guys. Ted, when you were playing, what time did you show up for practice during the season?
Yeah, I was probably there around 7 o'clock, 7:15.
and then you guys, then all the athletes stopped and watched, pardon the interruption.
That's exactly what we did, Steve.
Thanks for the call, right, Steve.
While
good
we're
point.
Eating our oatmeal and
oatmeal.
In our egg whites.
Yes.
Yeah. So
feed there, the body and feed the mind.
There were not, I don't remember, were there TVs in the weight room? There were not TVs in the locker room.
No. Well, you know. There are now, but they're more monitors.
I think there were TVs in the cafeteria.
And when they took them out, did they try to sell them?
That was the Bengals, yeah.
Did the Bengals do that?
Oh, yeah.
Payroll deduct jock straps and
yep.
sell their TVs. So it was not on. We did not see, unless you were in the cafeteria grabbing lunch real quick.
Right. All right, let's go back to the phone lines. Let's go to Al in Georgia. What's up, Al?
Fellas, good afternoon.
What's up?
Hey, you know, Stephen A., I'm actually a fan of his. I get it. He's sort of a modern Howard Cosell, lots of bombast and whatever. But I think he went a bridge too far. You don't call somebody a liar just because they claim they don't know who's on your show or they don't watch your show all the time. I mean, come on. Don't pull a muscle patting yourself on the back, you know, by claiming that anybody watches my show or knows the lineup, you know. We're busy people out here, okay? And Drake May's very busy. Let's lighten up, okay? Lighten up, Francis Sawyer.
There you go.
The movie.
There it is, Al.
Yeah, please.
Good job.
Thanks for the call, Al.
You can quote Stripes anytime on the show, Al.
Yeah, I am entertained by Stephen A. I think he does a good job. I do think his job is not easy.
No.
Because I was going pretty good earlier in the show. And, like, my throat started to feel it, and I was like, wow, Stephen A. does this every day on multiple platforms about politics and NBA, and whew,
yeah,
that ain't easy.
$10 million will find a real quick way to lubricate your pipes, guy.
You could probably buy a lot of those fancy teas that Dan Ball says are good for the pipes with $10 or $20 million. True. Let's go back to the phone line, 617-779-7937. Let's go to David in the car. What's up, David?
Hey, good afternoon. Good evening, guys. So here's the thing, and even though some people may say not the fact, but it is a fact. Things like this, what Cam Newton is doing, it does fire up Drake May, and it will fire up some of the guys around him. I've been there before, and it does. You try not to listen to the noise when you're a professional athlete, but sometimes it's unfortunate, especially now with all the technology and all the media out here. It's very difficult not to know what's going on. But one thing is, Stephen A. Smith calling him a liar, what does he think? Everybody knows about his shows and what he's involved in. I mean, the guy's giving himself more credit than what he deserves.
Thanks for the call, David.
Yes, he does. He thinks everybody knows his show. Yes.
Yep. Now, okay, let's take this seriousness. Do you think he'll apologize? Will they address – are they done with this on a national level?
I've been there before.
Have you been there before, David? You've been in the crosshairs of Stephen A. Smith and Cam Newton. Do you think, Ted, that they will address this anymore, or do they just move on to the next, like,
oh, this is definitely just fruit. Moving on to the next thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. There's no, what do you think, they feel bad that they called him a liar?
No, I don't. Yeah. I don't.
You think they're losing sleep over it? No.
I think they probably enjoy it.
Calling him and saying, hey, you need to apologize?
And that's my point. Like, I think the only people this matters to are, like, them, content. They, all the eyeballs, all the clicks, all the videos that are making the rounds, the downloads. They've gotten some good run out of nothing. That's the impressive part. There's
response by them is very disproportionate to what actually happened. No
yes,
doubt. No question.
Absolutely. All right, let's squeeze in one more phone call. Let's go to Tim in Hanover. What's up, Tim?
Guys, part two from yesterday on the Fool's Goals from May. The thing is, here's my logic from yesterday. This kid here is playing with lesser, even though the team's playing great. Everybody's stepped up so far. But the thing is, they're playing with lesser because the Rams, Philadelphia, those guys, the lines they have are giving their quarterbacks all the time they needed to play. And they got elite pass catchers. The thing is, we don't have that yet. But I'll tell you, May's done unbelievable this year. Wait till next year. If we get bulldozers on that line and get one more elite guy at receiver that everyone can fill in, these guys are going to be great, and he's going to even have a better year next year. I guarantee you.
Thanks for the call, Tim. We've been talking about he's doing more with less. You can make a strong argument, especially when you do the MVP argument.
I'm doing a little research project on you know, my stance of he's, you know, doing, you know, he's the best in the NFL,
yeah,
and so I'm working on that. I'm gonna, I'm going to have some good information for you in the next couple of days.
I feel like that's not just for me. I feel like it's for Michael Hawley as well.
Oh, yeah. Michael's going to get an earful of what I got to say. Yeah.
All right. To put a bow on this, I didn't get a chance to read it every time, but we got different versions of the same theme on the text line probably 20 times. Cam Newton's entire career was fool's gold, and that's from various numbers throughout New England, taking pot shots at the former MVP, as you said, Ted, on the biggest stage. Didn't exactly
want to get on that ball. There it
did
is.
Did not.
And quarterbacks never make it to that big stage, so I would hardly call Cam Newton's career fool's gold.
Fool's gold. He never won a Super Bowl ring. He never did anything beyond that. Well, nah, that's a little much, Andy. Anyway, it petered out. Up next here on WEEI Afternoons, Dan Ball knows I'll read anything that it says in the rundown, so we're going to talk about Ben Volen's puff piece on Elliot Wolf. That's next. How much credit does Elliot Wolf deserve for the roster that was put together, the roster that is now 9-2 here in New England in 2025? But first, Dan Ball, tell me what's trending.
Or some weak-ass reporter or pundit on radio going to ask the question out of context.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.